Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Christine, Marie.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. We'll take a little drink of water.
All righty. Mm. You know, it may not be ideal to eat crackers before a radio show.
Well, no one would know that if...
If I hadn't ratted on you?
No, they would just think, oh, she just needs a drink of water before the show.
That's right.
No big deal.
Yeah. I'm not narking at all.
You know? No, you're not.
Julie doesn't do crack. Julie does
crackers.
You cracker?
That's right. Call me cracker. You know, it's so funny. It just doesn't have the same, the word cracker. I know it's supposed to be derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't feel derogatory.
It doesn't.
And I remember working way back when with youth at risk in a residential setting. For the
youth.
I think, I'm like, really? I have a list? And I remember they would get the highest marks, like, you know, 5 negative points, which means, like, all your... fun stuff would be taken away from you if someone would say a derogatory mark, you know,
mm-hmm.
like the N-word
mm-hmm.
or the C-word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's the C-word?
You had to ask.
I had to ask. Because I was a girl, so I'm like, is it
and
the
it
C,
was, it was
see you next
cracker.
Tuesday word? And it wasn't see you next Tuesday word. It was cracker.
It was cracker.
I go, cracker?
You took my root beer away because I said cracker?
You can't say cracker. Why can't you say cracker?
I wanted to go to the zoo, and now I can't go because I said cracker?
And yes, exactly. And exactly. And I was informed that that's a derogatory term toward white people. I'm like,
wow.
Really? Well, and I just said, you know what? I'm just not offended by that. So you call me cracker all you want.
We, you know, it's like at some point you got to put your big girl panties on.
And, you know, and accept the word cracker.
Yeah.
I own it. I'm going to own cracker.
And you can put crackers in your panties.
Exactly.
You can do anything you want with it.
Yeah. Okay, but
ooh, that would hurt, though, wouldn't it?
Then what do you do then? Take your underwear off and you're just like, there's a lot of cracker there on the floor.
Yeah. I remember when you were a little girl, you
mm-hmm.
said, Mama, I think I know what it feels like to go to heaven. I said, what? And you said that you've been at the beach all day and your suit is all full, your swimming suit's all full of sand. And at the end of the day, you take your swimming suit off and you just run into the ocean, and that's what heaven has to feel like.
I do not believe I said that.
Oh, yeah, would I lie?
No, but
would
that's
I
too
lie?
Darn cute for words.
What?
That's just too darn cute for words.
I know.
I have to give myself a hug for that
you
one.
Give yourself a hug. That's so sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Among all the darling things you
exactly.
did when you were little.
And if you guys don't know by now, we're mother and daughter.
That's right, and I'm the mom.
We're LOA coaches, or just life coaches now, because sometimes people don't want to say LOA coaches.
Yeah.
Because
and I can understand
that. Yeah, it's pigeonholing.
Yeah. Know?
And sometimes you just need a cheerleader on your side saying, you can do this
mm-hmm.
against all odds. You
so
can
true.
Do this.
And Julie, you can do it against all odds.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have my master's degree.
Yes, you do. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you that. I worked very hard for it.
Yes, you did.
You had your teaching degree.
Yes, I did. There were many nights.
You worked very hard, but
not as hard.
You got a scholarship. So.
Yes. Not as hard. I can say that my younger years were spent just not getting by, but... Luckily, I was smart enough to get by with B's and a couple
yeah.
A's here
yeah.
and there.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because we were talking about this story. Tonight's going to be a show, everyone, filled with just stories and tidbits that happened through the week.
All right.
That we want to share.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about also what it means to be mean, a mean person, and
mm-hmm.
not generous. And
mm-hmm.
what we think about that. And we think badly about that.
Yeah. Well, this and really, you're going to surprise me with everything, aren't
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Because you said, Mom, I do not want to talk about what I'm going to talk about.
Yes,
on the show.
And I remember that I left one of my notes in your bathroom, so I might have to just yell at Normana real quick.
Mm.
Okay.
We heard everything, by the way.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. There was meanness in the Real Simple magazine.
Yeah, I love it, though, that you tell your dad, Normano.
Normano.
You will do what I say.
I know. Yes, because he just isn't going to take care of him when he's older.
Well, we talked about him last week, and, you know, that he and I were taking this drive, and this very, very nice home on the lake, and it's a dead-end street, and they had about 7 big Adirondack chairs in sort of a semicircle with a fire pit around, and he looked at that and said, oh, I bet that man makes Adirondack chairs for a living.
That's right, yeah.
That was his take on seeing that, you know. And you know me, I don't bust his balls.
Right.
I don't do that.
And you're like, really, Norm?
That's what I said, really? You know, and I said, you know, we know what this guy does for a living because he's parties in our complex and in our area. And I said, I think that they are just, you know, sitting there looking at a beautiful picture, you know, mm-hmm. at the scene. But later on that day, he wanted to refer back to that house. And he said, you know, the house that sells the Adirondack chairs? Like, oh, hi, really? That was
it. I don't think that's what's going on there, Norm.
Yeah, again with it. So this week, he did a little bit something like that. We're driving down the road. It's a two-lane road. And we see a mailbox with a whole bunch of balloons, you know, in the wind, blowing in the wind. And it's a long driveway, you know, because we live in a real rural area. Long, long driveway up to the house. But I think they have a name of it, like Eagle Run.
Right, they named their property.
They named their property, and it said, yeah, it said Eagle Run. And Norm goes, oh, my gosh, look at that. That's Eagle Run property, and it has all those cars there. Look at the amount of cars that it has there. Why do you think that is? What is it? He said something. Is it a wedding? Yeah, I don't really know. But here to me were little details, right? Balloons on the mailbox, happy birthday, yeah. You know, saying that on the thing,
yeah.
Flying in the air, you know, and a lot of cars.
Yeah.
You know, to me that I don't have to wonder.
No, it's a like, birthday party.
Yeah, I just would have thought that. You know.
And it just means people who are pretentious and they want to name their property.
Yeah.
Which I don't mean pretentious because in my fantasy world,
if I had property like that, I'd name it.
I name it too, exactly.
Because you know Chip and JoJo on mm-hmm. Flip Fixer Upper.
Yes.
You know how much I love them, right?
Yes, I do.
I love them. They're on 112 or the you know House and Garden channel, and they have 4 kids. I love their relationship. You know, their kids look like, you know, real kids. And, like, they go out and the dad will say, we're going to learn about, you know, money. And they'll pick pecans. And the kids will pick pecans and, you know, bring it all back to the pecan lady. And
right.
Get, like, 12 cents a pound. And, you know, that just warms my heart, you know.
Wouldn't it be funny if it was all a ruse, it was all an illusion, all marketing? Because remember there was this, you know Survivor Man, right, from
yes.
Science Channel
yes.
and other channels. He does it really, he does it, you know. He goes away for 6 days or 4 days and
mm-hmm.
lives, and he doesn't call in unless he's dying.
Right.
And then we heard about 2 years ago that there was another guy who said he was Survivor Man too, but he'd, you know, in between shots, he'd go stay at a hotel. You know,
no.
Yes, exactly. And he had very luxurious surroundings most of the time until he was shooting.
What?
And so wouldn't it be interesting, though, if, because I love JoJo and
Chip and JoJo.
Chip and JoJo.
I love them.
And what if we find out that they're not even married or they're separated?
Kids are out of wedlock.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, little street urchins.
It would be so disappointing.
Well, see, they have property, and they named it Magnolia Farms.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just... You know, I love the. If I ever had property like that, I would want to have the.
Is it too wrong to name our property, which is a corner lot? You know, mm-hmm. it's a normal sized corner lot. Or is that
Peter's Point?
There you go.
Something like that.
Peter's Point. I kind of dig that.
Do you really?
It's okay. Yeah. Point, I kind of like.
Well, that's right. Point is great.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very interesting, though.
Yeah, so that happened this week with me, and then because I know you always want to hear what's gone on with me, and then our little dog Elliot got his I guess you'd call it his summer cut. Well, he's never been, you know, he's like 7 or 8 months old, and he's been groomed a couple of times, But we take them to this, it's called Mestoso Kennels, and they're kind of, it's really a wild place. They're like old hippies,
mm-hmm.
really, really old hippies.
Are they really old or really hippies?
They're really hippies, and they're old hippies. And the place is like divided into two, and one couple has the dog training, and the other side has the grooming and the boarding. And so, and Elliot, our Elliot loves both of them. He just loves both sides. He wants to go everywhere. And so we said, you know, it's hot, and really we're here in tick season and mosquito season, and we've been wanting to get his little fur, you know, trimmed and clipped so it wouldn't be harsh on him. So we
wanted to see what it looked like without his beard, because it just gets in the water. It's so messy.
He does. He has his long beard. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know what? It's Elliot, though. He's so cute.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons we do take him to Mestoso as opposed to anybody else in the area is they'll take him, they want him before 8, and they don't want you to pick him up till after 5.
Right.
Really?
Oh, nice. Awesome.
No.
Awesome.
Our other groomer, she was like, he's done. Get him out of here right now. And it's like, it's only been like 45 minutes. He's done. Come get him, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of bonuses, plus the fact that he likes them and they like him a lot. But he comes walking out, and he's all, he's summer shaved.
Yes.
And he doesn't look like himself.
Not one bit.
I mean, I love him, but he's not cute anymore. Mm-hmm. And he has, like, that we never knew this, and I'm not saying, he's got, like, 4 moles
on
his face.
Yeah, I didn't know about them.
We didn't know, because he had a big beard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we take him to the dog park, and usually people can't keep their hands off of him. Like, oh, Elliot.
And now they can.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, who's the mole dog?
Yeah.
You know, like, what's that about?
I know. And I keep seeing little Wheaton Terriers on TV, and they're awful fluffy.
Yeah.
And he's not fluffy right now.
He's not fluffy. But Julie, you've assured me that he will grow back into his...
His hair will grow back.
Yes.
And we may decide to let it grow even longer than before.
Yeah. And will his beard grow back?
Of course. It'll all grow back.
I touched his little under his chin today, and he's got, like, stubble.
Oh, no.
So hopefully his beard will grow back.
It'll grow back.
Because he's...
Stronger than ever.
Yeah. He is, like, he's darling with his hair.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
I know. He's got more personality with his hair,
Yeah. And now, because he's got terrier, you know, he's a Wheaton Terrier. Or should I say terror? But he's got rat teeth, because they were bred to...
Terror of rats.
Rats or possums or something like that.
Yeah.
And so he's, you know, now you see his teeth as opposed to, you know, he had the big beard and everything and mustache. And, you know, he has bangs, or he had bangs. And I said, Julie, maybe have her cut his bangs. But I said, just be careful, because I don't want her to trim his, you know, because she's old, right?
I'm right.
Like, she may accidentally trim his eyelashes.
Right.
You know, and then she told you that's acceptable to trim his eyelashes.
They need to be trimmed, or they grow inside, whatever.
But in a passive-aggressive act, I think, she left his eyebrows.
Yeah, and it looks really ridiculous.
And now he looks like Broderick Crawford. I don't know anybody else.
Or Fish from
whatever.
Marty Miller.
Yes. And so it's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily we love him just the same.
Oh, for sure.
While I was there, though, they raise poodles there, and they had about 3 or 4 little tiny black poodles out in their pens, just yapping away. They were so cute. And I said, when the guy came out, I go, oh, is the mom and dad here? You know, does he breed them? And he goes, the mom's here. He goes, but the dad's been dead for 28 years.
Can you imagine?
What?
That's amazing.
Yeah. And they do 2 litters a year.
From this old sperm.
With his dad's seed, yeah.
Hmm.
Frozen, I can imagine. I can't imagine anything else.
I don't think it has that kind of shelf life.
Even in this heat.
Yeah. I mean, how long can you freeze sperm? I mean, indefinitely?
I don't know. You know, that's a good question, and I wonder if it's like cryogenically frozen.
It has to be, or something.
And
yeah.
Like, do they have it there?
Do they have
the sperm there, or do they have to go someplace?
Good question.
Keep sperm.
That's a good question all the way around.
Well, we'll have to ask when we take him to class.
Yes.
Although I don't know, though, there's such a definition that, you know, you can't ask the lady that does the lessons about the
class,
people at the grooming, you know.
It's like they pretend they don't know each other.
Yes.
But you obviously know each other because you guys live in a duplex.
Yeah.
And
you're all old hippies together.
Exactly. Okay. Doing dog stuff. This is definitely a planned thing.
Yes, it's a planned community.
Yes.
And like I remember my little granddaughter said, why do they have all these lawnmowers or something? Because they have like, they had in a row, there were like four or five lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
I go, when you live in the country and you see four or five lawnmowers together, you only have to think of one thing, parts. That's exactly right.
Interesting. They just like want you to know their purpose this way.
Well, I mean, they even have the old vans. They've got like four or five.
And I have to tell you, I don't like it then when we go with our van there, too. Then they have a 6 conversion van there.
Yes, exactly.
And then I just go, well, you guys are kind of hippies. My parents are hippies.
Yeah, but I don't have the grooming lady's hair. She's got like total buzz cut on the front of her head, and then one long, about 3-foot pony, not a ponytail, but
not
a pigtail.
3 feet.
2 feet.
Yes.
Okay. So I exaggerated a foot.
It was a little bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't mean to block your thought there.
A 2-foot ponytail. Not a ponytail, but a pigtail.
Pigtail, yes. Yeah. Very, very
That's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's a fashion
very
statement.
Very hippie-like. I love it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he, Charlie, I hope you're having a good time up there in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But Elliot is loves going there, which is such a divergent from our two other dogs.
I know.
We couldn't get them to...
Yeah. They wouldn't... I mean, we would actually...
I had to pull them out of
there.
Yeah,
we would take them there, and they'd see the place, and they'd just go...
And then when Charlie passed away first, Molly refused to go.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, we'll do it ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, we had the guy come to the house then.
Well, the vet came,
yeah.
So we just groomed him ourselves.
Yeah.
For ourselves. It was just too hard.
Except he did the toenails.
That's right, he did the toenails.
Because Molly would not. Yeah.
I'd have to hold her down or just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you're okay, Molly, you're okay.
Yeah.
God, they're so eccentric, it's crazy.
I know.
Very crazy.
So that's kind of how my week went.
Now, and you forgot a win that you had.
A win?
You had a physical win this week.
Oh, you know, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I want to celebrate it with you because I don't know if nobody's going to think it's a big deal. Well, I think people who think it will be a big deal will get this, why it's a big deal.
Well, I tramped.
Yes.
I had a tramp stamp.
Of approval.
I had a tramp stamp put on me today.
Yes, you know. I stamped you of approval because you're
right.
A tramp. You're starting to do a little trampolining.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
And the reason why I think this is so powerful is because you hate being off the ground.
I do. I do.
And the fact that you're going, okay, because you want to amp up your balance and your
endurance. Yeah, because of my bad back, I have poor balance and all that stuff. And I just thought, what would be one thing that I could do that would, you know.
Trampolining.
And so I decided to. And we had to dig it out.
Put it in, and you're like, okay. And it was not easy, and you had met with obstacles and frustration and, like, swearing at us. Because you're like, goodness, I'm too high up on the ground. This cannot be right. This cannot be right. Like, this is right. You're okay. I go, how can anybody be on this high up?
People are just going like, what? What is going on? Yeah, get over it. That's just my deal.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, okay. And then you did it.
Well, thank you for celebrating that. Now, I may never do it again, but.
Oh, you will.
I will, yes.
Because that's just something that you do now.
Yeah.
You're
Oh, now I'm a trampoliner.
Yes, you are.
Now I am.
You've always been a tramp, let's face
yes,
it.
Yes, you know, it's true.
And now you're a trampoliner.
I may be cheap, but I'm not easy.
That's right.
Or I may be easy, but I'm not cheap.
Exactly.
Whatever you want.
That's more it. Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, cool. Do you want to hear about my week?
I do, because you're always gone now.
I know. We use this time as therapy for each other, reconnecting the course of the week. It's been a very interesting week, to say the least. But a lot of storms, a lot
yes.
of rain in the Midwest. And
crazy rain.
Crazy rain. And just
crazy
like weird stuff
mosquitoes.
Happening. And I've been really focusing on my spirit, man, you know.
Yes.
And so now I just think I count it all good.
Mm-hmm.
And
count it all joy.
I count it all joy. And then wondering what part God plays in this, or wondering what I play what mm-hmm. part I play in God's plan or whatever. And then, but so during the storms, there are power outages, of course, right?
Yes.
So I had to go to the bathroom. You know, I'm traveling. I pull over to the rest area. This rest area is open, but there are no lights.
Mm-hmm.
And so
red flag.
Mm-hmm. But it's daytime, so I don't feel so scared.
Mm-hmm.
If it was nighttime, I wouldn't have gone in. Mm-hmm. I just would have said, "Screw it."
Yeah, scary.
You know, I don't know what I would have done. Mm-hmm. I might have just said, "I'm going to drop my drawers on the side of the road." If I had to, I didn't have to. Thank God. But women were coming in and out of the women's bathroom, and I'm thinking, "Okay." I said, "Is it operational?" They go, "Yes, it's operational. Just there's no lights and it's dark."
Is that true?
Okay. Yeah, it worked.
Oh, okay.
So I went in there, and I choose to sit down. And I get back up, and I go, oh, I must have tinkled on the seat first because it was all wet.
Mm-hmm.
My tissue was all wet. And I realized, oh, no, it wasn't mine.
Because
I couldn't see.
And
usually I wipe down.
Yeah.
But there was no lights, and I couldn't do anything. So I was like, oh, no.
But did you think anybody heard you say, I heard you say, as you went into the restroom, you chose to sit down. Does that mean that there are times that you...
No, I really
you just straddle it?
I am not a straddler. I say screw that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I put paper down.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wash big paper and I wipe it off clean. You know, I don't even know what... you know what? I just think if I catch something, my immune system needs to work it off. So, but I'm not a hoverer. You know,
I'm a mother hover.
Are you? I don't hover because I don't want to bring a scrubber because that's just, I think you should if you're going to hover.
All these things are rhyming right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And so I felt a little icky after that, but then I just put that in my mind palace and just said, ignore it.
Yes.
And so then I go and...
What part of the mind palace does something like that go in?
Behind the door that it says, may catch something interesting, but I'm going to use the power of the mind to not... And so
the mind palace that has a Clorox in the cabinet.
Yeah, exactly. And then I go to a different bathroom later on or next couple days or whatever. And luckily I have no problem with public bathrooms.
You just don't.
I don't have a problem with it. Great. And so in this time I'm going, the men's bathroom was closed. The men's bathroom was closed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I walk into the woman's bathroom, it's just one stall.
Well, it is, thank God that the men's bathroom is closed, right?
No.
Because the men are using the women's bathroom.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So I walk in, and there's urine all over the seat. I'm going, oh, you know, come on, mm-hmm. you guys, couldn't you just lift the bowl up, you know, tinkle in the bowl,
yeah.
What's the big deal?
Yeah.
So I had to get my scrubber out. Scrub that toilet down before I could use it. But I thought that was very interesting that in two times in a row,
mm-hmm.
someone was being mean and not taking care of their own business.
Because
if you think the rule of thumb is this, which I know I have been with people who don't do this.
The rule of thumb in public restrooms is?
It is not a law. It should be now
mm-hmm.
that if you're hovering, you better bring a scrubber.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hover, scrubber. Grab that toilet seat down, and if you are a guy, you tinkle on my toilet seat, you better wash that baby off,
that's
man.
That's right. That's right.
But it should be like that.
Yeah,
shouldn't
I mean,
it?
You should. So if you're a guy using a girl's toilet, and you're not lifting the toilet seat up,
I'm sure he was just some who knows
drunk
or teenage, you know, being funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, would it be funny? Or maybe he hates women. I don't know.
But there's got to be a weird reason, right?
Or maybe he just didn't get it. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe he was farsighted or short-sighted. I don't know.
Short-sighted. That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Because you said short.
Yeah. I don't get it. That's okay. Yeah. So, you know.
I think it's funny.
It's very funny.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my... So there's one mean person too many people that I just want to say, knock that behavior off, people. We live in a co-created world, and let's just take care of each other, won't we?
That's so sweet.
Because sometimes I end up cleaning if I notice that there's a problem, like in a sink, that I'm not using, not like bad, just like, you know, a little dirt or whatever. I reach in the faucet on just to let rinse it out for somebody else, you know. Always think of the next person. That's what I think.
You know what, sweetheart? That's so sweet. It really
is. There you
go.
So don't be mean in public bathrooms, people.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen my horror stories.
Yeah. I'm only in my mind just imagining this horror stories.
And so then I also want to talk about...
Like, what if a guy was doing a girl's bathroom and he had a seizure?
That's not happened.
That it could be.
Could be.
Could be. That could be the reason. You're thinking they're just mean.
I would think that there'd be more urine everywhere. not just specifically on the toilet seat. But, hey... Cool. You know, awesome. Because if that was the real reason why, then I say more power to you. Because, you know.
Right. Yeah.
If it's a health issue, who am I to say, who am I to critique you? I'm not going to critique you for health
issues. Well, especially if you're calling yourself, well, you said you're a co-creator in this world.
That's true.
So at what part did you co-create?
I know. Oh, then it just gets exhausting.
I'm being mean now.
No, you're being you or mean?
Yeah, I'm being me.
Yeah, exactly. You're being mean. Oh, well, we got an email the other day from Joe Vitale.
Yes.
We know him personally.
Yeah, well, you know. He's our Joe. What are we going to do?
And his topic was on his email, hey, Christine, you know, are you tired of Law Attraction not working for you because you don't know the major fatal flaw? Boom, boom, boom.
Joe Vitale's fatal flaw of Law of Attraction.
Yes. I'm like,
yes, I know what it is. You're human.
Exactly.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I always like it when in the Bible it says, the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not specifically what it says, but...
Yeah, it is, basically.
Basically, right.
Yeah.
And the more I sit with that, the more I know it's a metaphor. And I'll tell you why. Or we don't believe enough, and I'll tell you why that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to live in a world where people can move mountains.
Right.
I don't want to live in a world where people can move mountains.
Mm-hmm. I met a girl one time. We were at a some kind of conference or something, and it was when we lived in Sycamore. And she was saying that she could manifest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that this was a very small class that we were in. And she said, tomorrow morning when you wake up, and she was looking at me and the other girl, she goes, I will have manifested a loaf of bread for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did it work?
I didn't see it. But I thought if she could, then sometimes don't you ever, like, when you're driving down the road and somebody's kind of cut you off or something, you wish that you could just blow their car up?
Yes.
And so I thought, that's what I thought, like, if somebody can manifest a loaf of bread, can they manifest, you know, blowing a car up
right.
or making it veer off the road? And then, like you say, thank God it's only a metaphor.
Or thank God that we have, exactly, and that we have, with scientific laws, like the law of gravity, you know, I mean...
thank you, God.
Thank you, God, for gravity.
Otherwise, I'd be doing this show on the roof.
in a tree. You'd be holding on to the cord. Like, I'm holding on to the cord right now, people.
Or maybe balloon people.
Yeah. Or we don't have extra weight on us because we're like, we don't want to.
Yeah.
It's just a little less gravity. That's all we have. We don't have.
The people in Illinois would, you know, we have our winter fur.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's very interesting, you know. So you're right. I mean, I don't want to live in a world like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to live in a world where we can see what our dreams are in our mind.
Yes.
Ask what we want.
Yes.
Work hard towards it.
Yes.
Achieve it.
I like that world.
Yeah, you do.
Well, also, too, you get these little things like it's important to be focused.
Yes.
You know, like if you want a goal. Somebody who said that you can't have two dreams?
Right, Andrew Womack said that somebody told him this, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Kill a man's purpose by giving him two of them.
Right.
Or kill a man's dream by giving him two.
Right. That's what Andrew Womack said?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is interesting because it's all about his focus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he means in the same kind of category. Because
mm-hmm.
we believe you can have three big dreams.
But yeah, usually, hence our book.
Yeah, hence our book.
So three big dreams. Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Exactly. But it's usually in different areas. You know, a dream in your finance mm-hmm. or in mm-hmm. your career, your relationship, your body, and so forth. But, you know, I know that when people are struggling in the beginning phases of any kind of dream, there's always that something else better takes their focus.
Yes.
A better promise, a better, you know, because when you get into the beginning stages of any dream,
anything,
there's a lot of work to be done,
right.
A lot of information to be gathered.
Right.
And then all of a sudden something else comes and says, hey, while you're working real hard,
mm-hmm.
not seeing a lot of evidence yet.
Right. Wouldn't this be nice?
Wouldn't this be nicer? Because with less effort, you get the same results.
Mm-hmm.
Like, awesome! And then you stop what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't had your breakthrough yet.
No.
Haven't you know, crossed over that threshold and start something new. And
yeah.
That's what mostly happens to people who are with that entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
I'm also very much that person sometimes. And what we know now and have verification from that, that aha moment I had with Deepak,
uh-huh.
you know, when he said to me directly, because that's why I presumed
yes.
it.
You and Deepak are, who knows how close you are. But
right.
Yeah.
I mean, when we say that every solution, every problem is solved at a different, higher solution.
Correct.
And he talks about this idea that our purpose in this life is really to get transcend,
mm-hmm.
to get higher and higher up energetically, spiritually, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that is to get beyond a situation.
Yes. Yes.
Because the situation can be solved at a higher level.
Mm-hmm. And it needs to be solved at that
exactly.
higher level. If you are to transcend and to, you know, to get it and to serve a higher frequency.
Right.
Where, you know, like to be in this world but not of this world.
Right. I mean, if you're Tony Robbins, you can't have a conniption stick if your car breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is you're planning, you know, 10,000 people,
conventions
and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, speaking of car breaking down and conniption fits.
Yes.
This week.
Can I say something, though? I really tried hard. Did I say conniption fit? Or did
no,
I say,
you said conniption S word.
I know I did. I really tried hard. Okay, go ahead.
The S word.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just was, you reminded me of, you know, so, you know, the back door to our van is broken. And so we ordered a part like 3 or 4 weeks ago. It came in. It was the wrong part. So they ordered another part. It came in, and so the guy calls him. We're just driving right by the place, and he goes, "Oh, your part's in," and he goes, "Just pop on in. We're like right there, and all I'll do is change it out real quick." Well, it's like 95 degrees. He has us pull into his garage, you know, not even outside, and Elliot's there, and 15 minutes goes by, 30 minutes goes by, and I'm Ellie's going bit, but I'm
right.
going ap, you know, apeshit too.
Right, you are, yeah.
I'm like, it's 45 minutes. I'm hot. Even if I was just out of the garage a little bit, we'd get
right.
a little bit of wind or something.
Right.
So I said, could you just ask him how long it's going to be? Because this is ridiculous. And so Norm does, and the guy goes, at least another hour. Well, that just, you know.
Right.
I just blew my top at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I said, I am not going to be here another hour. And I call you, and I'm like, Julie, come rescue me. This is, like, crazy.
It was. And then
you picked me up, he was done with
I
it.
I know.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And now it's broken again.
Yeah, and it broke. Yeah, so hopefully they'll fix it. But, I mean, I here's the thing. I didn't want to have a conniption fit. I really tried.
Right.
I tried for 15 minutes, I tried for 30 minutes, I was doing good for 45, and I just lost it.
But can I say something, though? Yeah. You wouldn't have lost it if you didn't have me around to rescue you.
That's true.
Because you
knew I had an option. I had plan B.
If you have a plan B, take it.
Yeah.
Take the option. But if you don't have a plan B, then you're like, okay, buckle down. Do what I got to do.
Do what I got to do.
You know, go into my mind palace.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to work a Sudoku.
Exactly.
But I was just like getting angrier.
I know. I know.
So, yeah, I mean, I had a conniption fit. If you want to talk, you know, if you want to call them conniption shits or whatever you said.
Right. So were you a mean person? The people around you? Would they have called you a mean person?
No, not the people at the shop.
Oh, good.
And not you, really,
no.
When you picked me up, but I guess Norm.
Okay.
Romano. I guess I busted his balls a little bit.
Just a little bit. Well, that's okay. But you usually apologize sometimes.
Yeah, everybody knows we're going through, you know.
Transition.
You know, and I do apologize.
Yes. Well, because I...
All the time. At some point, it's going to be meaningless, right?
No. No, really, it won't be. But it will be laughable. That's okay.
Yeah. It already is.
It already is. Yeah. I know. Well, I always think it's cute because here you are. If I hadn't heard once, I've heard 1,000 times from you, which is, oh, I just can't wait. You know, your father and I have never spent any time together, and I just can't wait till we spend our time together. When will that time be? It's now. and you get what you want.
It's now, cracker.
Cracker. And it's like, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Yes. What is that? What is that? All those cars and what are the balloons on the mailbox?
Yeah. Like, who does that?
Who does that? What's that all about? Balloons on a mailbox. Really?
Well, something he did today, Normism, we're going to start calling him that now, mm-hmm. Normisms. He did something and today, and I'm like, I don't even have to say about that, Dad. I have no idea how to respond to that. Oh, I know. He was walking around, goes, where's my 250s at? My 250s.
He's, where's my 250s?
I had 250s.
Julie and I were going, what is he referring to?
What does that mean, 250s?
And he said it again and again and again.
And he finally goes, my glasses, my 2.5s, my 2.50s. And I go, Dad, they're on your shirt.
Yeah, he had them in his net.
Yes.
So I'm like, wow.
And I go, do you need me to get luminosity or lumosity for you?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, that'd be good. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to work my brain out.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it is. Maybe it is. And then I know it's the medications. I know it is.
Yeah.
The statins, as soon as the year's up, we can reevaluate and you can get off this stuff.
Yeah. But he comes in, where's my 250s?
And then he goes, where are my other glasses at? Where are my other glasses at? And I finally go, they're on the bookcase right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, giving it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't complain. I lose keys. I lose sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain.
No.
You know? I typically don't have them on my head, but, you know,
that's right.
Arm on my neck.
You did actually lose those glasses, didn't you?
I have not seen them anymore,
okay.
No. I think Elliot
and
took them.
I know you blamed Elliot. That was wild.
I don't know why it's a bad thing, because he's a thief.
Mm-hmm.
He likes everything that you desire.
He knows exactly, and he's so fast.
Yes, and I will have his toys out, and he will go for my glasses, my
yes.
sunglasses, my Ray-Bans.
You'll have, the toys out and the paper towels.
Yes.
Or like I did last week one time he was just gone for a second. Because we have morning love and we have evening love with Elliot.
Yeah.
He comes on the bed and he has morning love. And this was after evening love, and he jumped off the bed, and he was gone for about 30 seconds. And he comes in with an empty cream cheese cup.
Yes.
You know, where you have the cream cheese filling in there, whatever. And he came on the bed and he wanted to lick that.
Yeah.
That's how fast he was.
Yeah. He was fast. So can I talk about the story I read? And
you better, because it's all over with.
I know. Okay, so I'm going to dish it a little bit, because I'm tired of mean people. And I'm tired of not people being grateful for things.
Mm.
So I'm a fan of Adam Carolla's. I love his podcast, listen to it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I love his old podcast, Classic Love Wine. I find him very entertaining, but mm-hmm. overall, he's a sage if you really listen to him.
He really is.
And he's got grit, and he works hard, and I appreciate that.
And he predicted Caitlin. you know?
Yeah, years ago.
Decades ago.
Did you see Bruce Center lately? He's kind of like a woman,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, boom, you know, there he is.
That's right.
So anyway, Adam Carolla will buy his old books from the publisher, you know, and sometimes a set of 10,000, and he will sign them, and if you buy them from him, he, you know, he'll sign it for you and send it back to you.
Mm-hmm. That's
all this, yeah.
We do the same thing.
Yes, exactly. And then we'll even give you a free audio.
That's right.
Just let us know.
Amazon.com.
Talk to us, yeah.
The Clutterfly Effect. Yeah. We'll give you the audio for free. Let us know.
And so anyway, we were doing, you know, he was doing that, and I thought, oh, this is really nice that he does this. And he says, you know, he does have an assistant that just gets it all ready for him. So he's not thinking too much about it. He just knows what to write and gets done. And so the course of like 3 or 4 months, he's gotten all these books basically signed and shipped out.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome is that?
That's cool.
Yeah, and so I think better of him because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, too.
Some of the stories that you tell me about him, I really do
I think overall, he appreciates his fan base,
mm-hmm.
which he does.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. I don't think it's lip service. I think he's a hard worker. I think he's morally gauged, even though he's not a religious or a believer in some sense.
Right, right.
Because I don't think you had to be a believer to be morally, have a moral
ethics,
compass.
To have good morals.
No,
yeah.
I really don't. So anyway, I'm reading Easy Summer Recipes in Real Simple.
The magazine?
Yes, your aunt gave us this magazine.
Yes.
And in here, real quick, it talks about Home for Good. And it says, these two Missouri sisters set out to make over a house and donate it to a good cause. And Real Simple pitched in with the furniture.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm like, oh, interesting. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of sweet, whatever this is about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's these two sisters who are bloggers. And they're Emma Chapman and Elsie Larson. And their blog is A Beautiful Mess. And I think their book's called A Beautiful Mess. And I know these girls, women, I should say women, because my faux stepdaughter, if you want to call her that, not what you call her, dating her guy for her dad for 15 years, so I don't know what you call her. My loves these two girls, or used to, and her husband bought their book and then said, hey, can you please sign it for me? I'll send it to you. And
because my wife loves
you. My wife loves you.
Loves you guys.
Loves you. And they said, no, we don't sign books. We would be signing too many books. I'm like, really?
Really?
Are you more popular than Adam Carolla? I don't effing think so.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong in that. Maybe they are just, I mean, he's got New York Times bestselling author over and over and over again. I don't know. I've never heard these people before.
He's been on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, I don't know if they have.
I'm not
in the blogging world big time,
mm-hmm.
or this field, so I'm not 100% sure how big they are. But I was turned off.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. How old are these girls about?
They're younger, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a picture. I really don't know. I'm just guessing.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Head too big?
Yes. And so anyway, I read on this article just a little bit, and they bought a home for $32,000, and they're going to redo it and then sell it to get away to Habitat for Humanity and so mm-hmm. forth.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, me and my brain, I think, so you spent $32,000 at a business expense to have it pop up in a lot of different news media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that was a good deal for you.
Oh, Julie, you're so jaded.
I am effing jaded. Am I not? I am completely jaded.
But I mean, I'm not saying it didn't happen.
No, and I don't know how many people have volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a campaign to raise the money
mm-hmm.
through, you know, Fund Starter or Starter Fund, whatever those things are called?
Yeah, Kickstarter.
Kickstarter, thank you. Or Fund Anything. Fund Anything.
FundAnythingYouCan.com.
And I was talking to Hillary a day about this. I mm-hmm. said, they've left a bad taste in my mouth. And consequently, I think they're mean and not generous. Now, they may think that they're being respectful of their own time. And, well, you know, we have good boundaries. Yeah, but you're also in a business where you're trying to build a fan base.
Especially if you're bloggers.
Exactly. I mean, I don't get it.
What did Hillary think about this?
She says because of that incident, She looks at him very little now.
Okay.
Just once in a while.
Okay, good. So it did affect her.
It did affect her. And now the other thing is, and I don't know how big their blog is. I don't know anything about them but that. They could be huge, and I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about on the line when people give you great content for free.
On what?
Give you great content for free online.
Oh, online. Okay. Yes,
like expansions, that website that we used to look at.
Right.
There was a wonderful website. You'd post questions. It was kind of like a fun,
yes.
fun. It was a cross between New Age.
And UFOs.
UFO conspiracy.
And
just
conspiracy,
fun.
Yeah.
Just fun. A different take.
Yeah, lots of fun.
And also learning about mind patterns. And
yes.
It was a fun website.
Yes.
And I consequently bought books from them as well.
A lot of books. Yeah.
And then something happened where a marketer got a hold of them.
Yes. Oh, it was so obvious.
And then, boom, one day they went from a free website to
subscription,
and
where you had to pay for everything.
And so there was no content going for free.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, well.
And there was sort of like camaraderie when it was free, and people, like you said, ask questions.
Yes.
And you felt like,
part of the group.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to feel part of this community because it was wild.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so when that happened, though, I didn't buy it. I didn't sign up.
No.
I could care less.
Yeah.
If they would have offered more,
mm-hmm.
I might have done that.
Yeah. Oh, very smart. Because if they would have offered more, you go, okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm paying for the same stuff that I got for free.
Right.
That's tough.
That's really
They should
tough.
Have thought that through a bit more and said, oh, and here we're offering you this and this and this, too.
Right. Right. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of... So that I think I almost equate mean with non-generous.
Yes.
And a generous heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I...
Kind of love people with generous hearts, by the way.
I think it manifests in lots of ways in their lives as a bigger life.
Yes.
And I could be wrong because I know that people, time is everyone's equalizer. And so we want to be mindful of everybody else's time and we don't want to be,
I just hate it when people go, that's time I'll never get back again.
Oh, I hate that too.
I don't know what that is like. Why? It's
really?
Like that's like a new thing.
Yeah, like you don't waste time
really?
Doing lots of other stuff.
Really?
You watch Lifetime movies. Give me a break. I agree with you on that because I never think my time is wasted doing anything.
No, because it's your life. It's in flow.
Right.
You know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Sometimes you got to choose between the two.
Exactly.
As the song says.
Exactly. Got no one to hold them. Don't want to fold them.
Yeah, I send away for our you know license plate stuff. I don't stand in line for that, you know.
Right.
So I mean, I guess that would be considered.
But the thing is, I've
never
done that. I know, but I've done stuff like that waiting
in
line, and then I go, "What can I do during that time?"
Yeah.
Or there are just times where all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is going to take more than I ever expected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take a nap.
Right.
I have never felt that someone took time away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that requires just a little bit of, hey, I'm responsible for my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't control every aspect of my environment, even though I would like to.
And because that makes for a very unhappy person.
I also think it makes for a very boring life. I think the surprises are what gets us.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and talk my way through these things sometimes where if I don't know why this happened, and this could be total BS, I'm believing it.
Okay. All right.
All right. If something happens to me and I have no idea why, I'm part of somebody else's greater plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay being part of somebody else's greater plan for that moment.
I know.
And if I'm part of their puzzle piece, I'm a piece in their puzzle, awesome. Can we get a good example this week that
yes.
I thought was amazing?
I do. I know where you're going with this.
Okay, now we only have a few minutes. This is really kind of an interesting story.
This is
real
a very
quick.
Interesting story.
So we live in a community, but out in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, and around
big,
the lake.
Yeah. And not, the roads aren't that big, but... So I get a phone call from mom, saying, okay, we've got this huge semi in our front, in front of our house.
Exactly.
And he's lost. And do you know where Center Point Drive is?
Mm-hmm.
I go, yeah, I do. Yes, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly where that's at, because if you're not mistaken, I go, about 2 years ago, we had some guy stop us in Rochelle saying, where's Center Point Drive at?
Right.
And I go, and I had to call the people up and find it. Mm-hmm. And so...
And then he... Then we've... Because he was from the city. He was from Chicago.
And he couldn't get a hold of the company?
Yeah.
And it wasn't coming up on his GPS.
And so, no, but when it was with me and you, this guy, he followed us to Center Point Drive in Rochelle.
Yes.
Now, we don't live in Rochelle.
No.
We live in Dixon.
Yeah.
And we live in a rural community where we don't even know how this huge semi got in, because...
There's not a lot of
gates. Yeah, exactly. So we don't even know, but... And then plus we live toward the back.
Yeah.
We don't live like right in front.
No.
He would have had to have done crazy maneuvering to get in front of our house, which he did.
Right. And so, and then he asked you guys.
Yes.
Which you knew the answer to.
Right.
And so I'm like, yeah, I know exactly where that place is at. And I think the reason why it's not on any GPS is that on the right-hand side it's called something else. Or the south side of the road is called something else.
Mm-hmm.
And on the north side of the road, because it goes north and south, it's named after the company.
Oh.
Or part of one of the companies.
So 2 years ago, we had someone, and we were in Rochelle. I think we were getting gas.
Yes.
And
at Casey's.
Yes. And the guy said, do you have any? And he was in a semi.
Yes, and he didn't speak much English.
He didn't speak any English.
No, really didn't.
No, actually.
And so I said, give me your bill.
Yeah.
I looked at his bill, and I called them up. And
yeah.
I said, I have a driver of yours here. He does not know where you are at.
Right.
Tell me specifically how to get to
and
your
so,
place.
And you told him just to follow you.
I go, just follow me. And he's like, okay.
And so then we're you know, going out of our house. It's about 11:30, and I look up and there's this bright orange, you know, semi trailer truck, and it's probably got a 45-foot trailer on it, you know. And we're like, why? What is he? You just don't see that.
No.
Unless maybe it's a moving van.
Right.
There wouldn't just be that here. And he said, well, my GPS said this is Center Point Drive in Rochelle, Rochelle is like 20 miles from
us. Yes. How are you in front of our door?
Yeah. How did you get here in front of us?
Normano was saying this had to be a sign.
Yes.
What does it mean? What does it mean? What's the bigger vision?
Double rainbow.
What does it mean? And I finally, you know, thinking about it being open, I said, it's not a sign for us.
Right.
It's a sign for him.
Exactly.
He just, by coincidence, got in front of a house, person knew where they were going.
Yes.
And we're truckers.
He had been trying to call the place, and they wouldn't answer.
Yes.
So what did we do? Dad and I did what you and I did.
Took him there.
We took him there. It was like 20 minutes to get there.
I know. And then your excuse was, Norm can play golf at the golf club.
Yes, that's why I said you can go hit the, right by the driving range.
Yeah, go do that. And take Ellie for a walk. We'll make a date. We'll make it profitable for us.
Well, you got in the flow.
Yeah.
But see, Norm kept saying, what am I supposed to, like, meet the man that's head of this company?
Yeah, I go.
He kept saying that.
I know.
And you kept saying, Dad, it's about the other guy. How about you?
I go, I'm saying, maybe do what you got to do, Normano. I mean, mm-hmm. Try. Whatever you think is, my personal feeling is, it's not about us, it's about him.
Right. If he had to get lost in the middle of a very rural community, this was the right place.
This was exactly the place he needed to be.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Except that now I'm thinking maybe you should have asked him if he was a... Well, never mind that. He wasn't a really good driver. sometimes you're looking for drivers, aren't you?
Right.
But not him. He gets lost a lot.
Yeah, he does.
And chooses to go into subdivision.
Really?
Hello?
Yeah, that was a tough one. How did you end up here, you know?
But
Norm asked him the appropriate question, though, because... He did wonder if he was making a delivery to somebody that may have had a business here. And the guy goes, I have a full semi-trailer load of stuff. And like, Norma, no.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing
that,
here.
Nothing would, that you could, no.
No.
Not here.
Not here.
Yeah. It's to a big business.
Yeah.
You know, 45-foot semi.
Okay. All right. So, Griffin, we're time to go.
Hey,
so I want to say everyone... We got 1 minute left. I want to say everyone, now and then, but I want to say everyone, you can take a look at our blog at christymarieandjulia.com. Go on and buy our book, The Clutterfly Effect. tweak your way to a total
transformation
by decluttering your life.
Yeah, go to Amazon.com and do that. And
please do.
Yeah, and let us know. Talk to us at Christine, Marie, and Julie, and we'll send you that
free audio.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will.
And we will.
Sure we will.
And?
Because we got generous hearts.
And the show was?
Guess what, Julie?
What?
I think it was great. It was great. It was great. I was.